More than a year after going dark due to the pandemic, live music returning to Jefferson Center and the Schaffman Performance Hall.
So love me like you used to, when our love was brand new. And darling, when we
boy, that is good stuff right there. That was just a sampling from Pat Metheny, Tanya Tucker, Joey DeFrancesco, and Hall of Famer Gladys Knight. And they're all on the just-released Jefferson Center schedule. Joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me live in studio to talk about that is Executive Director Cyrus Pace. Cyrus, good to see you.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Man, it's good to have you back being here with us, Cyrus. Now, before we get to that, let's talk about getting to reopen next month. Finally, Cyrus, what does it mean for you and the staff at Jefferson Center? What's the mood there right now? I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's hopeful. You know, we're not, you know, it's been a weird time for 16, 18 months to not think about what we do best for our community. And that's been true for everyone in the arts right now. We're just trying to figure out, you know, how do we get through this stage? How do we get back to coming back in the safest way possible? And how do we get back to providing for our community the stuff that we've dedicated our lives to doing? So we're excited. We're hopeful. And, you know, particularly excited about this season because we booked some things that we think are no-brainers in terms of people's involvement and interest. You know, we did that strategically. You know, it's Gladys Knight, you know, in a 900-seat hall. So I think people are going to want to come out and see that.
Mm. Are you still rounding up volunteers to work the ticket-taking and all that good stuff?
It's a great question. In fact, we think the volunteer program, which we've had a lot of success in, it's going to be one of the trickier parts, right? How do you get folks to come back and be interested in volunteering, and particularly if they've got any, you know, whatever, their own level of risk that they're willing to take to be around folks again.
Or even if they just got out of the habit of doing something.
Exactly right. You know, in fact, in the music business, people are saying that a lot about sort of the legacy bands. Once they've gotten off the road, are they going to go back on the road again? You know, so I think that's going to be true for a lot of the stuff we're doing. It's a relatively new team at Jefferson Center. So, you know, new folks in the box office, new folks in programming, new folks managing the bar. And so it's going to be an interesting way back, but we're excited. That's the most important part. We're hopeful and excited.
Yeah, I'm thinking people got to come out, but you never know, Cyrus, because people get used to being home, watching something on a stream or something.
And, yeah, you know. Well, and it's I feel like it's our job, you know, at Jefferson Center, and our job more broadly in the arts to remind people of what they're missing, right? So if they decide to stay at home, that's my fault. That means I didn't book things that were compelling enough for them to come out and see it, number one. And number two, it means we haven't gotten the word to them and reminded them of why being in a room with other people, that collective music experience, matters. That's my fault if they don't come out.
Before we get to the schedule, I want to do one more question. What was it like navigating through the pandemic shutdown? I know you put some performances online with the Listen Now, Gather Later series. Did that help sort of keep the Jeff Center brand alive?
Yeah, that's exactly what it did. And I appreciate the question. So it really was about relevance, right? Making sure we're still out in the marketplace, making sure we're still visible, but also making sure we're still presenting things which are artistically very, very solid. We loved everything we recorded. You know, for example, Renee Marie, who really grew up in Roanoke, who was one of the performers there, said, "This is the first thing I've had, the first gig I've had in a year." You know, the
really?
Opportunity to come and perform and be with other musicians and being a room performing again. So it had multiple roles. One was relevance, you know, two, as you said, brand, but three was really making sure musicians had an opportunity to do what they do. And it was well supported and, you know, kept us in front of folks. And that's the right thing for us to be doing.
Mm-hmm. And you're a musician yourself, so you can just imagine what some of these touring musicians, some of them are probably ready to jump out of their skin just to get back and
for
the live audience.
For sure. I mean, we're getting a lot of excitement from the agencies and the artists are saying, listen, you know, this is a go. We're excited. You know, of course, they're thinking about 30, 40 dates in 30 or 40 different states or communities, right? So they're also trying to figure out how to get to all those different locations and do their work and do it in a way that works for their own sense of safety. And whatever their level of risk is. So it's going to be a fascinating way forward. And, you know, I mean, this is the first summer in, say, I'm 48, maybe 30, 33 years that I haven't had a gig.
Wow.
You know what I mean? It could just be that people don't like my music anymore. Or it could just be weird times. I don't know. Either one.
We're talking with Cyrus Pace, the executive director of the Jefferson Center. Let's talk about the season ticket renewals. The season series will start tomorrow. Public sales begin July 27th. And one of the first opening shows is Tanya Tucker, August 27th. She's been around for quite a while.
Yeah, and so Tanya Tucker is on sale now because it's not part of the formal series.
Okay.
So you can go out and get a ticket for that. But I appreciate you bringing up the schedule because it needs some level of explanation. So tomorrow, Tuesday at 10 a.m. is when tickets go on sale for people who want to renew subscriptions.
For the series.
For the series, right? Or those folks can also buy individual tickets to shows. And the other component of folks, people who have donated at least $100 or more to Jefferson Center, can also get early access to tickets. Mm-hmm. So if you are concerned about something selling out, you want to make sure you get a ticket to it. Those are a couple of routes to ensure that you do get access. And then again, in 2 weeks on the 27th, as you mentioned, at 10 a.m., that's when it's public on sale. So anybody can come in and buy the whole subscription to one of the series or just buy individual tickets to shows that they're excited about.
And some of the shows they might get excited about, Bela Fleck, Bluegrass, first time you said he's done Bluegrass here. Gladys Knight, Hall of Famer, going to be in September?
Yep, September.
And she was picked to honor Garth Brooks at the Kennedy Center.
Yeah, I mean, everybody has been super excited about that fact, you know. So the Kennedy Center honors, folks don't get to really choose who comes out to honor them. Like the Kennedy Center folks and producers choose that. And they chose Gladys Knight to honor Garth Brooks.
Interesting choice.
Yeah. And did one of his songs. It was a very cute moment. She says, "Wow, I really love that song," when she was done, almost sort of surprised herself at how great these songs were.
Right.
So, you know, the spirit of that is what we're talking about at Jefferson Center, which is, It's not enough just to be diverse and present a myriad of shows, but it's about creating that kind of sense of community in the room together as well, so that we're saying, you know, this is your chance to see Gladys Knight, understand what it's like to be in a room with a true living legend of R&B and popular music. But it's also, again, the reminder that it's important for us to be together again and to experience this art together again.
All right, it's 8:51, 9 before the hour. We're excited to have Cyrus Pace live in studio with us this morning, Executive Director, Jefferson Center. And I just touched on this a moment ago, Cyrus, but once again, the Jefferson Center has assembled many of the announced shows into several groups, Star City and Jazz Series, Jazz Club. You can buy tickets against Cyrus for an entire series at a discount, correct? And are the series subscriptions, are they popular?
Yeah, so it's one of the things that we love the most about our model is that we've got 400 or 500 folks that just say, "Hey, we're going to yes to whatever you do," right? We're going to say yes to the 6 or 7 shows in Star City, and they come out to it. And again, they like the fact that some of those shows are things they've never seen, and they trust us to promote and produce things and present things that matter to them and that will be really, really good. So that's my favorite part of it. People come out like, I never really got into the Gypsy Kings, for example. But then they're going to come out and see some of the absolute best world music that's ever been recorded and ever been performed. You know, it's also
same thing with Sam Bush or something.
Yeah, exactly. Or same, you know, with our jazz series. You know, if you've never seen Wynton Marsalis live with Jazz at Lincoln Center, this is an opportunity to do that and be in a room with a true living legend of jazz, but also, more importantly, someone who really has become the voice for that art form in the world. And that's an important opportunity, not just to expand what you like and what matters to you, but also, as we say at Jefferson Center, an important opportunity to also support the fact that this still needs to be happening in our community, right? It's kind of like a dual thing. It's something you're going to love, but also, by supporting it, you're ensuring we live in a community where this kind of stuff still happens.
We're talking with Cyrus Pace from Jefferson Center, to Pat Metheny and Wynton Marsalis, the two big names in the jazz series. And has Pat been here before, Metheny? Okay.
Yeah, he's been here twice. In fact, the first time he was here about 8 years ago, he said, "I've been touring for, almost 40 years, and it's the first time I've ever been in Roanoke." So Pat, of course, as a jazz guitar player, myself, a guitar player, just a really important part of that lineage of guitar playing. He's been on the road since 1977, if you can imagine that.
He's been around a long time. Yeah.
Still does 250, 300 live shows a year. Just a stellar guitar player, in addition to the fact that he's a composer and let me just put out a record of classical music, you know, classical guitar compositions.
Really? Okay.
It's really, really
cool. Original compositions or?
Yeah, original compositions performed by others, and it's very, very good. So for me, it's a no-brainer. Pat Metheny, you know, again, given the
I think I saw him in Boulder like 30 years
that
ago.
That sounds right, you know.
The Fox Theater or something.
That, oh, my God, I would have loved to have seen that. So, I mean, he's, you know, he's a real, he's the real deal for sure.
Talk about the jazz club. Joey DeFrancesco, we heard a snippet at the beginning in May as part of that group. How does that differ from the jazz series?
Sure. So it's in our smaller room, which is Fostek Hall. We sell two sets, a 7 o'clock and a 9 o'clock, and it's about 100 folks. So it's kind of like going to the Village Vanguard or the Jazz Standard in New York City and sitting in a room with other folks and, you know, like that small club jazz thing, which frankly is kind of my favorite way to experience jazz, you know, in clubs. And we provide some dessert, and of course there's the bar and coffee, and some folks come at 7 and have dinner after. Some folks have dinner and then come for the 9 o'clock, you know, and it's about an hour of music. And there's 5 shows in that series this upcoming season, and I think that's a neat way to dip your toe into a new genre of music if maybe you're not, you know, into jazz or not yet into jazz. Particularly because you've got a couple of incredibly great young singers on the series, Kat Edmondson and Samara Joy. If you want to check out anything on YouTube, I'd check out Samara Joy singing anything. She's 24 and just an exceptional standards singer. Just kind of beautiful to hear her do that at such a young age.
And by the way, people can go to jeffcenter.org for tickets and information, that type of thing about the season.
Yep, you got it right.
I'm just wondering... in any of the series or even the concerts that are not in the series, is there one or two people, Cyrus, that you might say, hey, take a shot on this group or this performer? You've probably never heard of them, but you're really going to be surprised.
Yeah, I would say, I kind of mentioned them already, but I would say the Gypsy Kings, right? And a lot of folks who know the Gypsy Kings, who got to know world music through the Gypsy Kings in the 90s and early 2000s, are already, you know, interested in tickets, already connecting with me about tickets. Ultimately, that's the band I think people don't want to sleep on. I mean, it's a full group of Latin, Spanish, Portuguese musicians, South American musicians coming to do songs, often in Spanish and in Portuguese, but of course in English as well. And it really is some of the only Latin music that's being presented in our community over the next year. So I think that's an important tie-in as well. So that's the one. You know, I would be afraid if people sleep on that, they're going to miss something really great.
Some other names, I mean, Tuba Skinny.
Yeah, that one, man. That band, that's another one to check out on YouTube. So they're a, you know, really well-known New Orleans street band, meaning that they do the historic and traditional way of performing in New Orleans, you know, on the street, traditional New Orleans swing music, led by a young female trumpet player, Shea Cohn, who's amazing. So we're going to present them in downtown Roanoke on the square for free. You know, come by. That show is, I probably have it here somewhere, right? It's on the...
August 20th.
It's August 20th. Mm-hmm. Downtown on the market for free at 6 o'clock, you know. So opportunity to make Roanoke into downtown New Orleans for an evening.
Wow. Is that before they had the concert at Jefferson Center?
No, we're just doing that with them. We thought that would be a neat way.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah,
okay,
so
wow.
It's free, an opportunity for us to promote the other stuff we're doing in the season. I think you'll love it. It'd be killer.
Just have about a minute or so left, Cyrus. I want to ask you real quick, the music lab for aspiring students, is that going to be back up this fall?
Yeah, so we actually are really proud of what we've been able to do through the music lab. Jordan Harmon, who's directing the music lab, has created a really, really good virtual program. So we've actually reached kids that we might not have otherwise reached through that program over the last year, but we are going to be back in person doing the things we do. And I appreciate you bringing that up, Gene, because that for us is maybe more important than anything. You know, what does it look like when a Wynton Marsalis spends an hour with kids in your community talking about his career, talking about jazz, talking about art? That's really the most important time for us. And of course, at Jefferson Center, they just need to walk up one floor to the music lab to have the opportunity to do that. So we're looking forward to those opportunities again.
That's just got to be incredible motivation for some of these kids.
It really is. Yeah, Branford, in fact, Branford Marsalis Wynton's brother, last time was here, did one of the best master classes I've ever seen. So we're excited about that as well.
Real quickly, about 30 seconds left, just give me again, just talk about where people can find out about information and how excited you are about everything.
Sure. Super excited, super hopeful. It's a good time to support the arts, good time to support Jefferson Center. And I just want to say again, we have a lot of gratitude for the donations that people have made to help keep us whole over the last year. We're ready to come back and show you that your support matters. Key dates are tomorrow at 10 a.m. If you're a subscriber or a donor of $100 or more, you can get access, early access to tickets. And then again, in 2 weeks on July 27th is when we have open sales for tickets at 10 a.m.
JeffCenter.org, Cyrus Pace, we're going to have to leave there. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.